Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG. Tonight, we will be talking about this new sensation of the center-right of the internet, Lily, who appeared on the internet. I say center-right because usually that's where they end. We'll see if she's different. But it reawakens all of the fears about e-tots and e-trad tots and whether they should be ignored, whether they will always fail somewhere along the way because of their feminine instinct. Can a female even be a public speaker? I do have interest in the question as the man who, I mean, I think I invented e-tots. I was responsible for the introduction of several e-tots to their baptism of live streaming, including Emily Ukis, Lauren Rose, all of whom have disappeared with their edginess. And I've met, certainly Lauren Rose has met at some point, a point at which her female instincts just took over. And like, that was the question that was too much. Oh, the optics question. It's not looking good, JF. And because of this, this social world that the female lives in, I'm cleaning some Clamato juice that I dropped here. Because of the social world that females live in, it's very hard for them to be a relevant speaker. Generally, they will end up just recycling talking points from others. Very rare that we will see them at the forefront of a fight, of an ideological fight, or as the pillar of an ideology. Simply because if you approach the world of ideas with a social mind, it becomes really not a good look. Not a good look, JF. Not a good look. And that limits your capacity to think. You have to be a first principle speaker to be truly capable of seeing how do I advance the thought, not just report the thought or reproduce the thoughts. How do I advance the thoughts? And generally, thoughts can't do it themselves. A couple of news items before we jump in depth into everything that was exposed about this new trad, Lily. Oh my God. Her deployed Marine fiance just found out that she's pregnant. But he hasn't been home for a year, so she's pregnant from another man.
Do you think I don't care?
You're just sitting there.
You know how bad this fucking feels? This is the worst feeling I could ever have.
You just stand there saying nothing. It's like, lady, are you the one who betrayed him and got sperm inside of you while he was not there? The fact that he's standing in silence is quite, it's the least he can do. Silence as an act of abuse, I've seen it before. This is something that you'll hear in a divorce. Oh my God, he was standing there saying nothing. Yeah, after you attacked him, after you insulted him, after you broke his trust, standing there silently is not bad. Candace Owens has come back and has started her show. I was very impressed. She totally went scorched earth against the Daily Wire as much as she could, I guess. Among her deals and or whatever contracts tying her, they took her YouTube account. So that's one thing the Daily Wire does when they promote your YouTube account. It's not your YouTube account. It's you're building it for them. And once you are fired or once you leave, it will be their YouTube account. You might as well not have a YouTube account. So they took her YouTube account, but apparently that was something that she signed off on that was part of the deal at the beginning. She went hard because she stood strong against the people who have mislabeled her and the whole Daily Wire thing. She's going in a round of interviews where she is talking about Israeli control of the media in America and how bad it is. And importantly, she has also said in a very detoured way, but she let it be heard by the audience that Andrew Klavan is not only an ex-Jew who is now saying he's a Christian and somehow siding with the Jews on every question, but that his son is married to the fact checker of the Daily Wire, who's a man, making him in a gay marriage with the fact checker of the Daily Wire. And the way she dropped it is by saying his son is married to the person fact-checking at the Daily Wire, making him his son-in-law. And she presented it as this may lead to bias, but it was very clear to me that what was communicated there was that, holy shit, so this guy, basically, if you just remove the label conservative Christian from him, on every other point, he is living the liberal life, with, working hand in hand at a conservative outlet where gay marriage is happening, so there you start understanding, well, did Klavan have a choice? Did Klavan have a choice to find that Candace, by saying Christ is King, had done an anti-Semitic dog whistle? Because what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't side with the Daily Wire? Now, not only is his show probably threatened, but potentially the job of his son, who's in a gay marriage, and I'm sure that he is all about caring for his son, even if he will not lead to a reproductive act. And so you have here family business intermingled with gay business, intermingled with conservative cardboarding and presentation, that I'm so happy in the end that Candace Owens has freed herself from this extremely unhealthy milieu to work in. And a free Candace will be so much more interesting for the world. This girl, listen, you're 1 out of 10. The problem when you're a 1 out of 10 and a woman is that there's going to be guys dating, able to date you, but you're going to get the bottom and they're not going to be so much in love with you because they can all see that you're a 1 out of 10. Now, this girl ends up with a guy who is mistreating her in terms of not showing her enough love, but yeah, you're a 1 out of 10. Just know that if you were a guy at 1 out of 10, you would never have sex in your entire life.
I'm about to say the craziest thing that has ever been said to me. And it was just said to me. I'm not sleeping around anymore. That's a choice I decided to make for my mental and physical health. And spiritual health, too. This guy that I was sleeping with, him and I were friends. He just texted me and he said,
so you were sleeping with your friend. So the first thing is you haven't ensured that there was more than an exchange in this relationship, an exchange of services. You were with a guy who didn't even have to love you to fit within that relationship. He was just your friend. So what do friend guys do? They use each other for certain purposes. And if you're a friend with a guy who's having sex with you, he is using you for the purpose of sex. If you wanted good treatment, you had to ensure that he was interested in being your boyfriend and your husband.
I think I'll have you one more time tonight. I'll be there at 6.
I'll have you one more time tonight. Well, it's kind of a... it's hard on the back to be having sex with that kind of woman.
And I was like...
so it feels kind of like work, you know?
Pardon? And he was like, what are your rates again? A Subway sandwich? And I was like,
okay, so he's being intentionally insulting her here. I mean, just stopped your relationship with this guy. But don't engage in relationships where the only exchange is sex, and be surprised then that you are treated as a prostitute. You haven't asked love of him. Probably if you had asked love from him, he would have told you no. He would have told you, you're too ugly. I can't force myself to love you. Richard Spencer was commenting on this girl, and I kind of became aware of her relatively late because she was rising and there were clips of her on Twitter, and I was like, eh, well, it's not so interesting, is it? So I was skipping them, but she made a big sensation in so many media at this point that it's a viral phenomenon. And Richard Spencer was pointing out, a cute girl who says the N-word immediately gets integrated into the conservative media infrastructure. Other TikTokers are desperate to one-up Lily and achieve equal levels of clout. Would dropping a C-bomb on Andrew Yang be enough to get booked on the War Room? We'll soon find out. It's an interesting analysis from Richard Spencer, given that you have Lily being invited on this InfoWars show. And it's like InfoWars had made a big thing about not interviewing the intelligent people of the alt-right on the premise that I guess it was against their philosophy. And to see them jump on the freshest thing that says the N-word is... You will pay the price of this long term, but because you are more attracted by shock value than proper thinking, you will pay the price of this. The same way Richard Dawkins paid the price that the people he was interacted with to promote his secularist militant atheism ended up being scams like Jacqueline Glenn. You know, it's fascinating that I have a standing scientific theory that is the direct inheritor of the selfish gene of Richard Dawkins, and yet Richard Dawkins never spoke to me publicly. But he spoke to Jacqueline Glenn, who is a documented plagiarist. And they always do this. They jump for the cutest woman, and they don't think about it. What is the success rate of woman long term in the domain of contributing ideology? Literally zero. I mean, yeah, new guy says I ain't a hottie. But see, this is where the whole idea of affirmative action employment is happening, not just in the employment sector. It's happening in the public sphere and in how people invite each other and talk or don't talk about each other. People are trying to push females where they can't perform. And it's as hard for a female, by the way, to be a public speaker as it is for her to be an electrician. It is fucking hard. And in fact, if anything, it might be easier to make electricians of females than public speakers, because holy shit, do you have to have a degree of autism to make it, to understand the ideologies at play, to understand all of the fallbacks, all of the arguments, all of not just your arguments, but the space of arguments around it. It is a complex job. Cringe Panda sends a super chat. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Cringe Panda has sent a super chat with a video of hers. YouTube.com/CringePanda. A star is born. A new conservative star is born. Okay. Mark Dye is talking about her. Man, it's been a while. I haven't thought about Mark Dice. When you see his face, something is wrong. Exclusive, Lily responds to accusations, attacks, and assumptions is in first public interview. Oh, look at the titles, she said. So the title was A New Conservative Star is Born. And what was the other title? A Star is Born. Ah, okay. Do you think there was a... Okay, now I get it. So Mark Dice in 2020... I hadn't understood this. Mark Dice in 2020 presented the new rising thought, who was a birthing star, and it was Cringe Panda. And now, today, a new conservative star is born, Lily. So Mark Dice hasn't changed. Okay, now I understand. Holy shit. So Cringe Panda in 2020 was just surfing on Mark Dice fame, just like Lily currently is. So perhaps Cringe Panda would have direct insight to provide to Lily, perhaps explain to her that as a woman, she won't be producing very good videos, something like this. Lily responds to accusations, attacks, and assumptions in first public interview since she became a viral sensation. So here you have her appearance at InfoWars.
Hey. I've always been somewhat active on social media and always super outspoken with with my beliefs and stuff because they're correct. And then recently I was like, I'm going to start making, you know, little minute videos of just like me talking about the stuff that we all think, but a lot of us are too scared to say out loud. And then they started to build a little track, and then I had a few kind of go a little bit viral. So I was like, okay, we'll start an X account. That first one got banned, of course. And then I just restarted a new one, and we're back in business now.
So now there is some interrogation about, is it really just the bans that have led her to abandon her new her old accounts, because there were information on there that was compromising to her, and she's been in the last few days interrogated about it. Two things seem to stem out from the examination of her history on Twitter. One, she is a Israel enthusiast conservative. So in all of her past, she has said that she was rooting for Israel, and when there was occasion to comment on Israel-Gaza or Israel-Middle East, she was always on the side of Israel. Now, she says that it's weird the way she doesn't really dissociate from this. She says to the InfoWars guy, well, look, I was a Southern conservative. Then when you're a Southern conservative, you root for Israel. That's just what it is. I don't care anymore about Israel. I don't care either about Gaza. I think we shouldn't get involved. It's not our war. And I take big issue with this. It's a very non-committal statement. It's not like I was wrong. I hadn't fully understood the impact of the Israeli community onto U.S. politics. I haven't understood the nature of the recruitment and parasitism that's existing in having a subgroup or another nation control your nation. But, you know, just a non-committal, well, you know, I don't care anymore. Well, so whenever you care strongly enough to name the country you side with, which is Israel. And then suddenly when it becomes against your advantage because the mimetic direction is going in the other flow, then suddenly you don't care anymore. I take issue. I take issue. I think she doesn't fully understand the problems of Israeli control, including billionaire funding of the political and mediatic world in the U.S. And it seems that she has just disengaged from the debate because she saw there was some heat against her. Another thing that was discovered on her Twitter account is that she has been dating an Iranian man. And they asked her, is this your tweet where you say, hey, I'm dating an Iranian man? That would sound like something that a Jew would do. You know, they love... dating in the Middle East. Then she said something bizarre and then left the Twitter space where they were interrogating her. She said, it was probably my tweet, certainly my tweet. I'm sure it was my tweet, but I've never dated an Iranian man. I've dated white men. And then people were like, well, was he a white Iranian? What's the trick here? How is it that you have a tweet saying I'm dating an Iranian man and it's false? In what circumstance do you make this up? Yes, and Defenestrator, that is the problem. There are people who are self-deceptive and they go with Iran is the land of the Aryans, if you translate the meaning. Therefore, Persians are white. Don't you give me this bullshit. Fuck this bullshit. Very clearly, the people who live in Iran today are just Arab, Middle Eastern descent, and they have a Persian tradition, but they have taken over the country that may have been the host of some white people at some point in history, but that has now been taken over by the very same Arab Middle Eastern men that are to the west and to the east of Iran. Okay, fuck your your English translation of symbolic labels. That doesn't mean anything to the genes. And then she starts playing edgy in the Owen Schroyer interview when he asks her, well, are you a Jew? What's this thing about supporting Israel historically? And she says, no, all my life I've not even encountered Jews. I encountered my first Jews when I went to New York City, you know, Jew York City. And it's like, okay, easy dip on the internet culture commentary on Jewry, but very non-committal again. You can say, oh, I was using Jew York City in a sarcastic way. A little bit like Sargon of Akkad was doing back in the days. You know, to keep his leftist base, Sargon of Akkad was very often engaging with the alt-right and even incarnating alt-right memes and then saying, oh, you know, I'm mocking the alt-right. Like the thing that got him banned from Patreon, which was to call a white member of the chat the N-word, a white N-word. So you have to be very careful here. There are people who use the edginess for the provocative value of it. You have people who use it in layered ways. And what I find with Lily is we still don't have the depth of her thinking on most major issues. So to elevate this person as if she was going to come up with something in the future is a very risky bet, especially given that she has XX chromosomes, apparently. We can never trust anything anymore, but let's trust that she has XX chromosomes. Historically, these women have been only capable of edging on the side of edginess, imitating the truly edgy thinkers, but never truly coming up with something on their own. And on top of it, she's a marketer. Yes, Saturn Shine says it's all marketing. That's another thing. The circumstances of her firing, she surfed yesterday on a letter saying we're firing you from your job as a marketer in New York City. She was a marketer for old age homes or something like this. Whatever it was, I'm not sure. She gets fired and it's like, oh my God, I'm getting fired. And she surfs on those memes. Now today she's saying, don't annoy my boss. She was super cool. In fact, I decided to step away because I wanted to start a career in conservative media. And she has said repeatedly during the last few days, oh, I'm going to start a career in the conservative media. That is very annoying, the mechanistic way, the psychopathic shark way in which she's dipping into it. It seems like all like a big plan. And how is it that yesterday you played a victim from being fired, and now today, oh, I stepped away. So, okay, you deployed your self-cancellation. Congratulations. It's like we've all gone through it. But we haven't all been that ruthless about it, where you kind of brag too much about your psychopathic tendencies. I mean, she tells the black community in a tweet yesterday, thank you, black community, because the black community would have been offended by her use of the soft N-word. And so she says, thank you, black community, for springboarding my mediatic conservative career. You have been the good puppet that you always are. Thank you so much. The whole idea of the conservative world was to get females who are not fucking psychopaths, who are not girl bosses. And here you have a woman who's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna step on you. I would like to say the words, but I'm gonna step over you, black community. Pom, pom, pom. You're a bunch of puppets. Urgh! Now, you're going to tell me that this is the model wife rising as the model trad wife on Christian trad wife on the internet? Holy shit. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. My wife is arriving. I'm using people like puppets around me. I'm the master of puppets. That doesn't sound like what would be pushed by a... You know, I don't want women to be meek, but minimal kindness, please. At least as much as I'm kind. Like, can you be that kind at least? Cringe Panda sends a super chat, says, well, he made a video about me because I was a tween speaking about problems in my school, but he made a video about her for saying the N-word. Okay, well, everyone has their entry into the conservative media sphere. In her case, it was her use of the N-word. Now, I want to give some credit to her also. First, maybe there were errors of the youth that pushed her to side with Israel. We'll see as she develops within the next few months. Was there something fundamentally wrong with her that will put her in the hands of the TPUSA Charlie Kirk type? Because it's going to be very hard to rise in the conservative sphere and just be a pale copy of everything that exists on the center right already. There's just, I mean, they can drop women like this continuously. They've shown it at TPUSA. Isabella, the calendar of the trad girls. All these women, it's like all beautiful woman who can imitate a center-right take without getting into too much trouble. She's going to have a hard space to work in there, whereas if she decides to go truly like Nick Fuentes direction, and Candace Owens kind of recently, then there's probably a greater niche to exploit for her with less competition in it. And ultimately, she could kind of pull and kind of undermine the gatekeeping by hardening it a little bit, moving basically the window of the Overton window toward more far right. I think she could have a role in this, honestly, because there she is. What is it that she said? Well,
okay, this time I have a beef with the male community. I give my criticisms to all because we are all about equity and inclusion here, right? So I'm sick and tired of all girls getting blamed, or like guys, certain guys, thinking that all girls are gold diggers. I don't know if it's because you get your information from those street interviews in like Miami at 3 a.m. outside of a nightclub. You're getting the opinion of some dumb whores and immigrants fresh off the boat looking for a green card. Yes, they are probably gold diggers, but that's the exception. I'm the rule.
So she's saying all those bitches and whores that you see on the street and those vox pops, they don't represent the real woman. I'm the real woman and I'm not a gold digger. I think women are extremely gold digging. They won't necessarily want you to be in a porch, but all women to a certain extent are looking for financial stability, that they call. And financial stability happens to be being able to pay their debt and pay their expenses and sustain them. So basically, let's not call it financial sustainability or financial stability. You want a guy with extra money that you can dig. So you're a gold digger. Like, tell me, would you, Lily, go out with a guy who's totally broke, like incapable of caring for you in any way, maybe in debt? Would you?
Everybody I know who's married right now, they're married to broke ass niggas.
So that is the N-word, the soft N-word that she used. And, you know, I can't help but fall for the trap every time with these conservative grifters. There is something to be said about extending the Overton window right now. Having white people start... Because this is happening in a context, okay? It's a context where, yes, this word, even if it's the soft version of it, has not very much been sayable on the internet. We are in a new world under the X environment where she could take a TikTok ban and rebounce on Rumble and X. And she can always make the argument that it was used in a non-racial context. So, you know, this is an expression that you'll hear black people say all the time. Broke ass N-word. And what it really means is, people, men who are just deadbeat. There's nothing you can get from them. There's nothing to be digged in terms of gold. And it was probably very intentional for her, given the way she deployed her self-cancellation marketing strategy. It was probably very intentional for her to use it that way and at that moment. And, you know, she drops it kind of in a acted, casual way. But there was nothing casual about this. It seems like it was all prepared for springboarding into her conservative media career, which she was already talking about like the minute this went viral. So let's continue listening to what she has to say, and we'll see other clips. We'll see if we're dealing with a potentially interesting thinker here or just a marketing hoe.
And they don't care. We don't give a fuck about your money. I couldn't care less about your fucking money, okay? My type is broke mechanics and surfer hippie dudes who just want to live in a shack and surf and have babies.
Surfer, hippie dudes, holy shit. This girl is going to be trouble. Or mechanics, people were pointing out, is this a strategy to open up an audience? Is this a strategy because she knows, well, if I give the taste that maybe I'm interested in low-level mechanics, I will get more audiences. Perhaps it's all part of the crowd gathering that is the plan of her marketing approach.
All I ask of a man is that you're competent, you're not a pussy. If somebody broke into our house at 3 a.m., you would know how to grab a gun and shoot a motherfucker. That's pretty much all we ask. Like, that's pretty much like all girls I know. I don't know one girl who's a gold digger. So stop throwing us all under the bus as if we're all gold diggers because we don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your money. My dating history consists of all broke guys. I actually don't even like rich guys. They have an attitude. They're spoiled brats. They don't know anything about real life. I was raised on a farm with four brothers, so I can't deal with the bullshit. I don't like a pussy. I hate pussies. So stop with the gold digger. Stop. Okay.
Okay. Kind of interesting. If she's saying the truth about her true history, I think it's interesting. There must be women like this who are out there. They're not looking to get in the high price guy because they know it comes with all sorts of defects, too feminine, too scared, not manly enough. And there are women who... But one of the problems that I see is if she's a conservative woman, she looks very motivated. Very motivated to perform in the workplace, down to moving to New York for a marketing career. This to me looks like the girl boss type. And now she's saying, I don't care if my husband is poor, I'm going to make the money with my TikTok. This is not what I would call a conservative household, but okay. I don't particularly object to it from a libertarian standpoint. She does what she wants. But to what extent is she committed to the pillars of conservatism if that's how she sees the dating world? Now, you have another video yesterday from her.
So a recent video of mine seems to have upset members of a certain community. And all the backlash just really made me, you know, just really do a deep dive, like do a soul search. And after all that, I still couldn't find a care.
You're going to call us racist. You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs. Fuck you. War.
If the First Amendment is intended to protect anything, it's intended to protect offensive speech. If you're not going to offend anyone, you don't need protection. Larry Flint. Well, okay, kind of hardcore aesthetics. I would publish a video like this, by the way. They would send a SWAT team to my house. But okay, I'm happy that she's doing it as she can. Then there was discussion about her nose because people have digged for older photos of her on the internet. And even I, as a race scientist, let me tell you, she has a striking Israeli look to her, with deep, dark eyes and the features that you would expect in an Israeli. And so people started speculating that she had gotten a nose job. I don't know particularly that the photos are good evidence that she had a nose job, but what's happening with her nose? She has responded, yes, I have a big nose. No, I am not a Jew. Now, we have to be careful. We've been defrauded so often on this one. People telling us, I'm not a Jew, but for them, when they say it, they hear it in their mind as, well, I'm not officially engaged in Judaism. But I'd like to know, is she genetically Jewish? That's the most important thing. And if she wants to do a 23andMe, I can help her interpret it. Someone was saying, can you say you hate the Jews or say fuck Israel or fuck Jews? And she answered, fuck Israel, fuck Palestine, fuck Russia, fuck Ukraine, fuck China, America first. When you can't say fuck a given side of an issue without doing the moral display of, oh yeah, I'm going to say fuck to the other side also, that tells me nothing. It's like a liberal that would say, fuck white people, fuck black people, fuck Asian, we're all in the same race. It's like, okay, well, you did say fuck black people in this list, but you said fuck everyone, and ultimately what you are attacking is the concept of race, and I don't know where you stand in the end. I don't know where you stand. You're just a worse liberal than the person who wouldn't have said fuck you to all these races. Now, when you do it in geopolitics, it means you have nothing inside of you. You're just a cardboard. Your idea is not even set enough that engaging on the subject of Israel without condemning the other side is unthinkable to you because you don't have a developed position. I never need to moral display. I never need to make these moral displays of, oh, I'm going to, if I say fuck Israel, I'm also going to say fuck Gaza. I don't need to do this because I know my position. I know what I'm talking about, and I can engage on any single issue. Black people have reacted to her use of the N-word, and this guy was saying, the internet has made non-black people way too comfortable. She's dead-ass serious. Yeah, it seems that from this woman, black people are rediscovering that the N-word is used across America. It's not by censoring it that it will stop being used. It's just that you will stop hearing it. That's what censorship is. It's really an attack on your right to hear. And as we are in the moment where Andrew Tate, being half black, half white, or half black, half Arab, I don't know, Andrew Tate is regularly using with a hard R on Twitter the N-word. Now, he's not getting banned. Okay, well, is that because he's half black? When is it that I can use the N-word? That's basically my question tonight, because now you have the little cute woman using the soft N-word. You have Andrew Tate repeatedly every day using the hard har N-word. When is it that Papa JF gets the same level of liberty as these minorities? And how the fuck is it that we're having this discussion about when can I do it in the conservative movement? The supposedly right-wing movement. How is it that Elon Musk has taken over the free speech of X and that I still can't know if I'm going to get banned if I do the same thing as Tate or if I do the same thing as her? How is it that we have prioritization of minority rights in the right? That is fucking subversion. That's how it looks like. That's how it looks like when your entire movement gets subverted. You have memes of the left that are controlling our behavior. You know you lost. You know you lost when you're there. When we have no one is stopping you, says Master Slave. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just my living, just my livelihood, just the fact that it's written in the rules that you're not supposed to use racial slurs. So how is it that Andrew Tate can? Is it because he's half black? Then they're not racial slurs when it's black people asking. And then we're back to affirmative action. We're back to you have rights of speech that I don't have. We're back in the left. That is what the subversion of a right wing looks like. And we are in a subverted right wing. Don't get things wrong. And my question is this girl just another layer of subversion? I'm afraid she could be. Dr. Taylor Marshall makes this argument. He says, N-word girl Lily is not one of us. Foul mouth, bragging about getting laid in high school, trashy, or conservatism pairs up with conservative swimsuit calendar culture. These are the cringe conservatives conserving nothing. American conservatives are currently being sifted between two worldviews. Ayn Rand reading, Israel loving, Rick Grenell appreciators, CPAC fanatics, Daily Wire listening, dispensationalist boomers, Kimberly Guilfoyle enjoyers, frat daddies reading Nietzsche because he's so based bro, and all of the Judeo-Christians. And B, Christ-pilled, modestly attired, America first, mantilla-wearing, virtuous virgins, waiting till marriage, married in church, not a beach, desiring 4+ children, porn-hating, TLM-attending, rosary-praying, pro-life, Thomas Aquinas reading, traditional Christians who proclaim Christ as king. To which group of conservatives do you belong? Christ is with the second group, and that's where I want to be. Because this is not base discourse, I'm sorry. This is leftist female boss normie concerns that she expresses in this clip.
So all those nerds in high school, like the weird theater kids and the anime people, and ugh, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the people who will soon form your audience base, the users of 4chan, that's who you're talking about. You might want to be careful.
The people we didn't hang out with, so they've grown up now, and they're the ones making the laws. They're the Mark Zuckerbergs. They're the Faucis of the world.
Now, she misrepresents something here. The geeks of the high school have led to many things on the internet, including the alt-right, including the movement that has preceded you in using the N-word on the internet, and that has paid the price of their livelihood and their ability to even be heard to do it. And some of these rejects may have become Mark Zuckerberg, but Mark Zuckerberg, even if he was a social reject, was probably placed in Harvard through some mechanism that is not a mechanism of rejection, but that is a mechanism of funding and donations and jewelry. The geeks have not just become the Mark Zuckerberg. They've also become the edgy 4chaners who are currently looking at your rise and wondering, is this girl going to produce anything original? So expressing herself as a high school level social rejecter of that sort, to me, places her very much within the feminist men-hating left. You are attacking men for their autistic characteristics. What the fuck do you know about it?
The fucking nerds. Those fucking dorks that never got laid in high school, and they've got a major chip on their shoulder against the normies.
And now you have a Marxist interpretation of the nerds to normie relationship, with the false belief that the leftists have the problem of being nerds. And it's their nerdiness that makes them avenge against the normies, which is amazing because holy shit, did she just use the word normie to mean the good people? She identifies as a fucking normie. This is fucking insane. Yeah, she's a normie mean girl. She's the first woman on the internet to endorse the label normie. She thinks the normies are on the good side. And she has this old Marxist interpretation, well, it's the revenge of the nerds. The leftists are in a revenge. That's not how it works. She needs to read Ted Kaczynski, The Problem of Leftism, lady. And if you start wrong on this, you're going to understand nothing. It's all going to be Gilmore Girl type of thinking where you misinterpret the whole right and left dichotomy. Read Ted Kaczynski. Is she Ted K. pilled? Has she read Uncle Ted? I ask. I don't think so. Read Ted Kaczynski and you will understand that leftism is basically synonymous and hand in hand with hyper-socialism. That is, Mark Zuckerberg is probably too social and probably wants to do too much good. His nerdiness has basically nothing to do with his leftism because there are just as much nerds that end up on 4chan as there are that end up in big tech. The difference is the big tech ones are hyper-socialized normies. This is what you should understand. And I don't know. Maybe it's the way to build a conservative media career in 2024. But to self-identify as normie on the internet, you're starting on the wrong foot for me.
That's why you see all these fat ass fucks making laws. Oh, you can.
Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg isn't fat ass. So what does fat hair come to do with it? And making these laws, there's lots of pressure by basically hyper-social normie leftists in the political world that are not fat. The fat people may very well be your target audience at this moment. Perhaps the last target audience you can ever have, given that you've used the N-word.
You can be obese and anorexic. Okay, sure. They're the ones inventing clown world. They're the ones in media. They're the...
So she hits on the memes a little too AI. Like, if I tell ChatGPT, generate me some commentary and please include the memes clown world and an anorexic fat ass and all these contradictions, it's a little too much on the bing, 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 bing. She's scoring them like a whack-a-mole tournament where, okay, I have to deliver these based memes, including the clown world meme. She resurrects the clown world meme. This looks like grifting, let me tell you. And it doesn't look like particularly thoughtful. Like, is it the problem of Mark Zuckerberg that he's a fat anorexic? No. So you inserted it like a ChatGPT insert, really, in your discourse. I'm worried about this girl. I think she is, DK Shadow says she's in try-hard mode. Yeah, that's worrying.
Actors. You wonder why actors are so politically leftist? Oh, right, it's because they're loser theater kids. They're the theater kids who...
And see here, you miss a good opportunity to understand the Hollywood phenomenon as the Jewish phenomenon that it is. If you want to have an interpretation of how it tends to be that way, you have to understand the racial composition in Hollywood, the racial favoritism around acting and selection, the funding, the system of funding, how it works, how it starts with millionaires and billionaires dropping a massive amount of money and making decisions that rewards their own ethnicity. To be saying that the actors are leftists because they're dorks, I think may be wrong. I think you may be coming up here with hypotheses that are not supported.
Who grew up, and now they're telling me and you what to think, they're telling me and you what to do, and they're making the laws in this country. Well, it's time to stand the fuck up and stop being scared. Like, why are we scared of these people? They were massive losers in high school, and they're massive losers today. It's time.
This is very dangerous, this whole high school girl interpretation of politics. I'm extremely worried about where it's headed. The New York Post says trad wife TikToker fired after using the N-word in foul-mouthed cooking video. So see, that was before she admitted that it wasn't so much a firing. So she started getting the media exposure of a firing for Liberty. And then she admitted 24 hours later, oh, well, I stepped away. Because she wanted to remove the pressure on her old employers, and she says she's kind of okay with her. Cringe Panda says, I at least have the excuse of actually being in high school. Okay, Cringe Panda in high school, therefore, do not approach Cringe Panda. She will get you accused of pedophilia. Yan Miles Chung says, this just reeks of demographic pandering. Woman claims to not find gym bros hot and finds blue-collar mechanics hot. So what is this? She's performing in bikini? What is this?
I think you guys are really worried a lot about your gym muscles and that it's not, like, perfect or whatever. I don't know what I'm doing with this fucking avocado. But...
The avocado isn't important. You have boobs and you are in bikini. This is not trad wife video material.
Girls don't care. In fact, I actually do not like gym guys at all. And let me explain to you why. So, you know how guys you guys are not a fan of like fake eyelashes, fake fingernails, fake lips, fake boobs. I don't know, fake hair. I don't know. You know that look. You know what I mean? Well, that's exactly the equivalent for girls with super extreme gym guys, like who have the perfect body. It just seems like, ew, like you're obsessed with yourself. All you do is look in the mirror and you're doing all these fucking contortions with your body.
She even finds a way to justify contorting her quasi-naked body. Yeah, that is not conservative behavior. It is etat behavior. Suburban says her physique isn't really Aryan queenish. No, she's not perfect, definitely. Of course, new guy says no boobs. Sad. No, she has boobs. Clearly, she has boobs. Ayan says it's just a show. Lucas Gage had a Twitter space with her and said the space was fun. Lily did well until the very end when she denied having a nose job and having an Iranian boyfriend. When the tweet was brought up, she said she never dated an Iranian. She claimed to have a body count of 4. So the nose job, I don't agree with Lucas Gage here. I don't think it's strong evidence to show 2 pictures and one where the nose looks more. I don't think so. However, one thing I noted that is the most spectacular statement I've ever heard from a conservative trad etat. They asked her, how many boyfriends did you have? And she said, 3. And then someone was like, I was like, this is an irrelevant question. Someone came and said, what's your body count? She said, 4. I was like, what? I thought this was a repetitive question. I was like, there's no way the number is different. She's a Christian with the cross in her neck right here. She is starting a conservative mediatic career. She is being labeled as the trad wife TikToker on New York Post. She doesn't have a body count that is different from her number of boyfriends. And apparently she does. She has fucked with 4 men, but she has had 3 boyfriends. Mark D say, one slipped past the relationship goalie. So she had sex basically with a random guy that maybe it was a one night stand or a friend, but wasn't her boyfriend. At least she was honest, says Real Base Talk. Yes, and no, it's not dramatic, a body count of 4, but I was very surprised that she would tell a different number. It seems to me, personally, as far as I'm concerned, I don't make differences because any woman I have sex with, I am ready to fully commit. The only reason I have sex with women ever is to have a permanent wife found. It's to engage in marriage with her. So whether it's a one-night stand or a long-term relationship, to me, it's a long-term relationship, but eventually she disappears. Ayan says she will have a mixed-race baby by 2028, betting on it. Cringe Panda says, Jeff, how long do you suppose she will be a thing? Generally, the conservative e-grifter has a window of life of about 3 to 5 years of activity. And then it's a slow grift. Some of them continue on the long term, but they will produce much less content. So I would say about 3 to 5 years where she produces actively TikTok and video. And then she can surf on donations without producing much for maybe another 5 years. But yeah, new guy says that long. I mean, this is the higher end of the window. Those are the etats who have lasted most. Perhaps if you want the average duration of an etat, I think it's about a year or two. Dino Lugovich says, I will have 2 years of grifting, then I will retire. Yeah, that would be the average. But I see that she's very determined and she's going super strong into it. So I'm like, yeah, maybe she's thinking about an extended run here. the N-word that was heard around the world is our tweet from yesterday, promoting here our use of that word. Stu Peters was complaining. I heard this Lily girl say she got a new job in a spaces earlier, hosted by a former employee of mine. Nobody asked the obvious question, where, for what company, who owns it? I tried to ask, but I was removed from the space. Limited hangouts are real. Be careful who you follow. So yes, that would be a relevant question. If it's true that she said she has a job, that would mean she's already an agent of probably TPUSA or some other faction. And that would be very important because you're already playing a subversive role if you are with these center-right people and you're just projecting this far-right attitude, but with only hooks and baits. I mean, look at this. This girl has a life cycle of 24 hours. Like, she made a picture of her with a gun, the classic conservative move for the female. It's like, I mean, tomorrow she's going to be in an helicopter with an AR-15 or something like this. She's gone through all that a conservative grifter goes through within the space of 24 hours. Most women do this over an extended period, 1 year, 2 years. Babes and guns, oh God, says Dino Lugovich. Sam Parker says, this base chick who just exploded on my timeline yesterday blaming the problems of the world on theater nerds who didn't get laid in high school, soft-pushing degeneracy, denied being Jewish. She might not be, but she's got some explaining to do. A tweet from 2019 here, absolutely with you and Israel. And here, the anti-Semitic movement, which is beginning to reemerge, so that's in 2018. The anti-Semitic movement, which is beginning to reemerge, is a foul evil which we must pray and fight against. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They that love thee shall prosper. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will say now, peace be within thee. For the sake of the house of Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. So, this is stronger than just someone who got carried loosely. Oh, I was a Southern girl, you know? Everyone in the South defends the Jews. Well, not everyone in the South will make a tweet and Bible quote and try to justify using the Bible, some opposition to anti-Semitism. That's very precise. You needed to have a cognition that was truly siding here. John Drake says she's probably an evangelical. I don't know enough about the denominations here to know where that would be expected. And her denial of caring about Israel is very non-committal. Listen to it.
Believe me, I know that Jews probably control everything, and that's terrible. Like, what am I supposed to do about it? Fuck Israel, fuck Palestine, fuck...
So again, cannot help but say fuck Palestine at the same time she says fuck Israel.
China, fuck Russia, fuck Ukraine. All I care about is America. We have a major border crisis. We have people pouring in from shithole countries, and we're worried about...
Now, the problem with this discourse is this fuck Israel can very well be interpreted in two ways. Is she saying fuck Israel, like let's stop sending aid to Israel? Or is she saying fuck Israel, let's stop talking about Israel? Because if we stop talking about Israel, there's still a drain onto America. So when America is by default sending aid to Israel constantly, billions and billions of dollars just to maintain this place, silence at this point is an acceptance of that aid. It's an acceptance of sending that aid to Israel. So you can't say fuck Israel out of nowhere and not lay out your belief on this question. Because if you're just saying, oh, look, we have border problems. Look at the border problems. Well, even a Brett Weinstein will do this. In fact, he's going to drag your attention specifically on the problem of the Chinese immigrants at the southern border. Apparently, there's this place in Panama that has a very, very high concentration of Chinese institutions that are getting Chinese people into America through the southern border. If you drag our attention away from Israel, but you at the same time you are for continuing the money flow, then you're not really an anti-Israel America first person. To qualify as America first, in my view, you have to be totally against any aid to Israel. I still haven't heard that from her.
About a foreign war? Like, who gives a fuck? Sorry.
Who gives a fuck? Because it won't influence the ladder of social conceptions that I have about who's popular and who's not in my high school. This is what I hear. I hear a fucking normie bimbo.
There's casualties in war. That's called war. But it's not my problem. Because we...
So there's casualties in war. What are you saying? That we shouldn't care about the breach of human rights that Israel commits with American money? So we shouldn't care about the Gaza victims of the Israel decisions that ultimately are caused by the U.S.? This is more complex than what she seems to think.
We've got tons of people in America dying of fentanyl overdoses. We've got...
This is a washed out talking point. It's forget about Israel, fentanyl. Well, if for every problem that they want us to forget about, they invent a dozen others, you're not going to have a consistent political program if every time you're like, what's our greatest problem now? Let me look away from all the other problems. No, you have to have a position on, if you want to call yourself America first, you need a position on the money flow toward Israel.
Illegal immigrants killing people. We've got gang violence in America. Like, why don't we focus on America? Who gives a fuck about Jews? Who gives a fuck about Palestine? That's my...
And see, total disengagement. But if you don't give a fuck about Jews, you won't understand how America came to be the way it is. So I'm extremely concerned that this woman doesn't have what it takes to perceive the proper diagnosis for current America. I'm sorry, guys. I know you had founded a lot of hope on her. I believe that Lily needs better education on America first philosophy here. Revelation says that verse is the main one that Christians quote to support Israel, but it was written by King David, who lived in Jerusalem at the time. Maybe there was some bias here. Cringe Panda says, I watched to JF to learn. That way, if he says I'm stupid, I can tell him, well, but I learned it from you. That's a way to win an argument by contradiction. Is she naive or is she stepping on those eggs knowingly? She says 12 hours ago, looking for a sponsor for AF Pack and Turning Point. Because I'm a broke-ass N-word. What is the plan here? You're going to go to AF Pack and Turning Point. As far as I know, turning point will turn you away. Will turn you away if you are a speaker at AFPAC. So you can't be a speaker at AFPAC and Turning Point. So I was like, what is she doing here? Is she trying to get double the money and then self-cancel by being rejected at Turning Point and perhaps making a video meme about it? The way, you know, Nick Fuentes was trying to enter CPAC and he was filming his rejection at the door. Tillerson says, Lauren Sutherland 2.0. This is exactly what Lauren Sutherland did. And then claimed that there was some kind of sexual promise that was kind of implied and she felt uncomfortable. It's like, lady, you're draining tens of thousands of dollars to get hotel, plane, and you think the guy is not going to come expecting that you're going to have sex with him? I hope that there she is begging for the Lauren Sutherland grant. She's begging for the Lauren Sutherland bonus. Well, she's going to have what Lauren Sutherland had, which is there's going to be some geek. And this is where I don't understand this girl. The guy who's going to drop $20,000 on your ass for you to come to some city, for you to be some speaker at AFPAC, don't you think he's going to be the ultimate fucking nerd? He's going to be the exact same guy that you've been laughing about and making videos about, denunciating him as leftist. I mean, you need to be kind of a nerd to be saying, I'm going to bet big here. I'm going to drop $20,000 on no expectations. Like, because you know very well that if this girl tells you, no, there's no sex, you're not going to be able to argue that she has to have sex. So it's a $20 out the window on the wings of an angel. It's like, maybe I'll get sex for it, maybe not. I wouldn't drop $5 like this out the window. The guy who's going to drop $20,000 on this is the biggest nerd you can imagine. And there he's going to be paired with this mean girl who has a conception of herself as the cool girl of the high school. Holy shit, it's not looking good, guys. Red flags all the fucking way. Listen to me ask Lily if her whole tweet about dating an Iranian was true. She says she didn't date one, but she didn't confirm or deny sending the tweet. It's a very weird interaction.
More than 10% of the population, there's major problems, so I'm not a fan of that.
But you dated one, right?
No.
There was a tweet out there. Maybe it was fabricated. Could have been.
Yeah, it said you dated an Iranian guy or something like that. And so wait, so you basically hate Muslims. That's what that translated to me. 10%.
Hey, real quick, we got a Cash App from Paid Off Shiddler. He said, I get this nigger is nice, but he's boring. Don't shoot the messenger.
I like Tommy. Okay.
I do too. He's going to be a guest next week.
But here's what we have to do. Here's what we have to do right now. Tyler, I want you to ask your question to Lily.
Again?
Make sure that she can hear
the charm.
Lily, can you hear Tyler?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Tyler, ask your question to Lily, and then we'll move on tonight.
Okay, here we go. Third time's the charm, boys. W Lily for following me. That's pretty sick. Thank you. My question is, I want to build off of what Richard Spencer was saying earlier about, and he was kind of getting at, like, you getting into this for a career. You obviously have like 70K, like 3 days into your viral fame. And I think that a lot of people on the distant right wing find it kind of sus, because 99% of the e-girls who come into this space who want to have a career in right-wing politics, they cause drama and they end up cucking. And, you know, you get a lot of the Lauren Southern types who are not very good for the cause. So the question is, why do you want to pursue this as a career as like an e-girl, a right-wing e-girl, instead of helping out behind the scenes and just being a distant that way, having a family and being a wife and going about things more quietly.
Well, if I had the option to be a wife, then I would 100% be a wife. However, that is not an option at this point. So unless I decide to start panhandling on the street, I have to make money somehow. So I've already pushed myself in this by alienating myself from basically the whole world. Everyone is after me, which is fine. That's cool. But why not go in this direction? A door's opened and I'm like, okay, I'd rather work in a space that I actually have a passion for. Like, I actually care about this kind of stuff. And if people are interested in hearing, that's awesome. And if not, then I'll back away and do something else.
Okay, but like, you do understand that 99% of e-girls cause issues, right? Like, you've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
What will be the position of this girl on the woman question? That man, she's already degrading to man. Talked about men as being fat, men as being too geeky, men as being in a quest for vengeance in their leftism. What does it look like, the position of this woman on the dating world and the woman question?
You're a lying bitch. You have the tweet in the nest. You dated a fucking Iranian. I'm going to leave on that note, but...
Yo!
Lying fucking bitch. Fuck you.
That's probably a good time to clear the deck. What do you think, Dalton?
What Iranian are you talking about?
I'm looking at a tweet right now that somebody sent me. It says, from your old Lily Coleman account, it says, don't disagree till you've read it. I dated an Iranian and a former Muslim, and he will be the first person to tell you Islam.
So she doesn't like Muslims, but a former Muslim she would have dated.
Islam is not a religion of peace, sent March 26, 2019 from your Lily Coleman.
Well,
account.
W that guy, because he beat the shit out of her, if you read in between the lines.
They probably had sex.
Yeah, and he beat the shit out of her.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but you shouldn't know if you've had only three or four boyfriends. You should know if one of them looked like he might have been a Muslim before. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You shouldn't know this, but she doesn't say it.
Sam's always got the receipts. You know what it is. What do you mean? What's this whole old account? Is it not yours? And your tweet says, read the Quran as I have, and I'm sure you'll change your opinion. And then you say, I dated an Iranian and a former Muslim. I'm looking.
That doesn't seem like a strong denial. I don't remember saying it. I don't remember if I tweeted about it. Like, don't play with me, lady. Do you remember having sex with a brown guy? That should be super easy. Don't you tell me about. I don't remember tweeting about it. Well, it's very easy to remember four of your boyfriends. They were either Iranian or not.
I'll put it up in the nest.
I'm being honest about everything. So if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. But like, I may have said that, but I genuinely do not remember it. And that's probably.
I may have said that, but I genuinely don't remember it. So you're still talking about what you said. You're not talking to us about what you did.
Because I'm stupid, but I've never...
And now she plays the I'm stupid. This is one card that the female conservative e-grifter always has that I don't have. If I say I'm stupid just once, people will forever say, well, Jeff said he is stupid, so let's not trust him. But the woman always has the wild card. Oh, well... You know, I'm stupid, sorry, I'm a woman, ha ha ha, misogyny, ha ha ha, red pill dating sphere, ha ha, I'm stupid.
Never claimed to be smart, so I've was it your account about it.
Can you confirm that was your account, at least? Your old account? That is you, right?
I mean, I had made a bunch of old accounts and then I didn't end up...
She had multiple accounts from 2018... She is not denying that those were her accounts. I mean, and at this point, just get out and say it. Was one of your boyfriend more tanned than the others? Like, and at this point of sliding out and snaking out of questions, you have to ask what kind of racial structure there is to our cognition. Because this kind of interaction in an interview, this is what I get with Jews all the time. So, I mean, I don't want to diagnose her as Jewish just on the basis of her sneaky ways, but mean girl behavior, New York City attracted, marketing preferences, dated multiracially, lies about her public statements, is unclear about denials and try to slime herself away from questioning. I'm starting to notice. I'm starting to notice a couple of things that if it doesn't straight out make her a Jew, certainly makes her unfit to be a public speaker long term if she isn't able to come up with a clear statement. If I was her, I would mostly stop tweeting for now. Think for 24 hours about a good way to phrase it. The story with the brown man that you dated. And if you can make a clear tweet about it, I would tend to believe that perhaps you do come from Christian descent. Is this photoshopped too? Says Lucas Gage. She has confirmed, nope. My apologies to all for being ugly. So there she was featured on some university pamphlet or whatever. As a freshman, going to college can be intimidating, but being part of student support services has made my first experience of college a great one. Anytime I have questions, need advice, or just need to talk, student support services is where I head to. Knowing I have such a supportive group backing me has given me the help and confidence I need to succeed. Engagement with the academia, blue eyes with brown hair. And now she's recycling Nick Fuentes memes from 2 years ago.
Bearer of bad news, but if you are considering becoming gay by, let's just say, a member of the rainbow community, I would advise against it because the day of the rainbow is over. The gay has canceled out the gay. You're not going to be special anymore. You're not going to be considered edgy. You're not going to be considered cool. it's just over. I'm sorry. You're going to have to find a new identity because that one's not working because everything is gay. Architecture is gay. Cars are gay. Like, look at these electric cars. They're the gayest, ugliest, like, uncool cars.
Again, she's doing it where she punches on the moles. It's like, even I, as a radical right-wing thinker, I don't hit on memes at that frequency. I don't come, oh yeah, electric cars are gay. And this is, like, she has list in her head of subjects that she needs to cover in a very short time. And that's not the product of intelligence. That is the product of some kind of systematic machine, some ChatGPT system, or there's something like ChatGPT happening in our brain. Because what was the pertinence of electric cars here? And the whole idea that everything is gay, that comes from a clip of Nick Fuentes that had been passed on Jimmy Fallon's show, you know? There's nothing new here. There's not fresh thinking. And it's really, oh, let's get a mean girl, high school type of beautiful woman, basically spout out our talking points. I don't think it's a very innovative direction for the right wing. Matt says, JF is the most skilled investigator. Well, thank you. I work hard for this all day.
Imaginable. They're so embarrassing and so gay. The outfits are all gay. You see, like, these little e-boys, like, fucking... Shut up. You're gay.
See, it's this rejection, this norminess to her is very dangerous. It's like she has fun saying you're gay, but She's not really saying you're gay to even a specific thing. What was the point of this video? What's the advance here? What's the theme? Are we talking about electric cars or are we talking about femininely looking guys on the internet? Well, we're talking about all of this at the same time. So what do I have in the end? I have the display of mean girl, girl boss behavior from a marketing New Yorker. Not conservative thought. And yes, the eye roll, very dangerous. Cringe Panda says, Jeff, I think she might be a psychopath. I'd be crying if I were under the scrutiny she's under right now. She just acts like it's a 12-step plan. Absolutely. That's why I said at the beginning of the show, this is a psychopath. This is the tweet of a psychopath. Now, I don't judge you for being a psychopath. I have my own way of dealing with emotions, which is quite radical compared to the normie mind. But this is not good for a future Christian wife with a cross around her neck. This is really not good. Look at this. Thanks, Black community, for helping to launch my new career in conservative media. You all played your role well, like the puppets you are. Hard. It's not that I object to doing this. I've been talking about it for years. I called it the self-cancellation gymnastic. And I said, it's a 1-2-3. It's a 1-2-3 thing. You know, it's a... You do something edgy to test, you get a reaction, and then you double down, and you do the 1-2-3 self-immolation. She's doing a 1-2-3 self-immolation. Bravo. But I will judge your personality as a human being if you're doing it while, you know, there would be so much useful... See the difference between a Nick Fuentes and her. Nick Fuentes will always be on the attack. If there's something bad that happens to Nick Fuentes, he's going to try to turn it around and start saying, see how it confirms my argument? See how we should care about the Israeli question? Here she's just stepping on a dead horse, which is the Black community of the U.S. I mean, even I, as a racialist, I'm like, whoa, calm down your horses, Miss fucking serial killer. Calm down. She's like, I'm gonna step on your couch, Black community. Here. I'm stepping on your couch with all this mud. Ah! I don't give a shit. Fuck your couch. And on top of it, she's saying the N-word. It's like this Dave Chappelle moment where I'm Rick James, bitch. And he was just putting mud on the couch of the guy, and the guy was accumulating frustration. That is psychopathic behavior. That is heavily psychopathic behavior of a woman who's telling you basically that she's psychopathic in everything she says. She thinks about how low you are, how fat you are, how much of a social reject you are. And then as far as the Black community goes, it's like, fuck you guys. Like, that is evil. That is pure fucking evil. That is the biggest problem with women today. We can't find kind ones. And that's not boding well for the future of this girl on the internet. Yeah, I'm better than you. It's Anna Kasparian all over again. I'm better than you. I'm the winner. Fuck you. In any case, I ended up writing a tweet about this where I said, let me just find it again. A cute, based conservative woman shows up in your life during election period, constantly dropping the N-word. Go ahead, Anon, follow your dick. I know I'm not convincing you out of this one, but there are severe signs that this is not a conservative thinker. Severe signs that she is engaged in some level of deception, that she is not truthful to others, not truthful to herself. And severe sense, given her background in marketing in New York and her whole restarting of her own career constantly and new Twitter accounts and new attempts at edginess, that she's been fishing hard for this. And you have to be careful with such girls. And most importantly, just because she's a woman, you should have zero expectations about this woman. And someone says, a based conservative woman showing up in your life during election period using the N-word, didn't this just happen to you, JF? And I said, yes, it did. But it's different.